This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Chainsmokers there with Coldplay. Want to thank you for being with us this morning. Sarah is off to Chicago to see Aladdin.
Chi-town.
It's a Disney adventure.
Don't copy me. Buster.
It's a Disney adventure, and she'll be back with us on Tuesday when we come back from Memorial Day weekend. We'll be back live again tomorrow, though, so hopefully you'll be here too. I'm going to do a couple texts. We've got the movie review in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. 415 says, Steam Bath had Valerie Perrine topless. Steam Bath was the first nudity on TV. Bryn looked it up and found very graphic.
You know what? I should have put PBS on there in the search. I just typed in like Steam Bath naked. So I guess it was like many people in Steam Baths naked.
Got it.
You know?
That makes more sense now because you said there were men with
happiness. Happiness.
Okay. Yeah, that's not legal.
Hot.
So I had to look up Valerie Perrine. She's a pretty lady. Uh-huh. I could see why people would want to see her, you know, naked in a play. I don't know any of her acting work, though.
Yeah, I'm looking at her. Actress, model, Las Vegas showgirl. Diamonds Are Forever is what she was in. Softcorn pornography actress.
Oh, really? All right.
What's her name?
510 says the punk movie was friggin' awesome. It's not just Green Day, it's everyone. Yeah, it's about the East Bay punk movement. I was invited to the premiere of the documentary Turn It Around last night. I, of course, was unable to go. I didn't even get to watch the show. I've watched the whole season.
Survivor.
And I didn't even watch Survivor at my own house. I went to bed. But anyway, Turn It Around is... I'm definitely going to watch that. And nice to hear 510 reviewing it for us. You guys cover for Sarah very well, says 925.
Oh.
Thanks. We appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. There's big shoes to fill. We try.
Yeah, I mean, we're just trying to get through it. This is not my come up. I'm not looking to take her job. I like my partner very much.
Yeah,
I
none want of us are. We love our family the way it is.
Right.
We want to keep it that way.
Regardless of what a teacher does over the summer vacation, work, prep for the fall, the end of the year means a break from your students for a few months.
Hallelujah.
Right. Vinny, there are phones designed for young kids that have limited features and limit who they can call and who can call them. You might want to look into one of those. That's what I'll do.
Uh-huh.
That's what we'll do for sure. Because she cannot pull off of YouTube. She will look at videos of surprise eggs all day if you don't take it from her.
Are they the same videos?
No, they're different. She knows how to...
Flip it, keep going, or swipe it, whatever you do.
Mm-hmm. I'm 26 and I had to delete all my social media because of the anxiety. That's about the story we did that... Instagram causes incredible anxiety in kids, whether it be body image issues. What was the other thing on the list? There were a few things, but it seems to be more trouble than it's worth for sure.
Yeah, it's too bad. It could be pretty fun.
I like it, but I'm a grown up and I have other stuff to do.
Oh man, I'm watching these surprise egg videos.
You love it?
Oh wow.
You gonna be on that all day?
I know. You're gonna be able to do the movie.
You got
review.
1.5 minutes till the movie review, buddy. Well, don't get caught up.
I don't what's the appeal?
I have no idea. I've watched them and I do not get it.
This is the worst. And it has so many views.
I know.
Like how many?
13 million.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what surprise eggs are.
They're little eggs that mm-hmm. open up, uh-huh. and whatever's in it
is the surprise.
That's the surprise.
Like a toy, or
it could be
like
anything.
Yeah, it's not. It's worse than what you would get in a Cracker Jack box.
Oh, those have gotten so bad recently.
Could you guys send birthday love to Jen? Happy birthday, Jen.
Happy birthday, Jen.
That's from 650.
And if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you.
To all of you all.
Yeah.
Oh, all the teachers that wrote in about the summer jailbreak.
Because
mm-hmm. school's about to get out, and it just gives me that tickle, even though I'm grown and I don't get to go anywhere. Teachers are super excited for summer. This is this girl right here. Woohoo! Summer! Hey, Vin, there is an adult summertime jailbreak. It's when you're a teacher. I know how lucky I am. I'm grateful for it every day.
Aw, nice.
We got a note from the producers of the day from yesterday. They had a good time.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
So that was nice of them.
They were fun.
Super friendly.
Yeah.
I wish they could all be like that.
Most of them are.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys, did you knuckleheads do that quick secret show yesterday? I don't see it on my iTunes feed.
Oh, sorry, we didn't.
No, we'll do it Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. I tried to force them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You were the first one out of here yesterday.
Good effort, though.
We barely finished the show, and you were out.
Good effort.
Thanks, bro. Oh, Vaughn finally did a sound effect ever.
All right. Time for
five
the
and a half hours.
Time
for
the intro.
Hit the intro one.
Cito. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Thing sucks.
La, la, la.
It's time. For the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show to peak for the week. And now, the movie review with a Persian and a Vietnamese dude. And Bryn.
Bryn.
Aw, yeah.
Bryn. Come on, let's go.
Brought to you by News 10. Wherever it breaks, whatever it takes, News 10.
Bryn.
All right, yay! Everyone. Vaughn, you got our next sound ready?
Yep.
Play it. All right, everyone. Here's your review of Pirates of the Caribbean 5. Dead Man Tells No Tales.
Nice.
This is Johnny Depp, Javier Bardem, and Jeffrey Rush. All right. So in this fifth installment of Pirates, we learn about another bad guy, Salazar.
No, are you serious?
Who hates Captain Jack Sparrow.
Seems like Salazar has a common thing going on, huh?
What is that?
Holds a lot of resentment.
Evilness.
Doesn't know how to forgive.
Evil losers.
Holds a grudge unlike anyone we've ever seen or heard of.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to get you, though.
Anyway, we learn about Salazar, who hates Captain Jack Sparrow. And when this bad guy breaks free from his magical prison, Johnny Depp must find Poseidon's legendary Triton in order to beat Salazar. Bryn, this is the fifth Pirates film. The first Curse of the Black Pearl opened in 2003. And 14 years later, we have the fifth and final installment. Is number 5 the best of the series?
I think so. What do you think, Hooman? I really enjoyed it.
I liked it a lot. I didn't think we'd ever get a character as evil as Salazar on the big screen. And yet Salazar is worse than anything I've ever seen.
Are you just saying that because that's my last name?
Oh, is it? I forgot.
Didn't realize
that. You're so mean to me.
But I think it's the second best. I thought the first one was the best. I think this is, it's a close second.
But you think it's the best of the five?
I think it's the most, yeah.
Do you think it's because we saw it in 3D IMAX?
That helps a lot. It always adds a couple points for me, for sure. I love that so much.
I do too.
And the sound, too, is incredible.
Do you need to see the previous four films for this one to make sense?
I don't think so. Not until you reach the end, which I probably shouldn't say very much about.
Listen, the ending, you need to have at least seen number one and number three. You don't have to see two and four.
those are the bad ones.
Well, just for this fifth one to make sense.
Vinny has his hand up.
Yes, Vinny.
So I watched the first one, and are Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley still in these, or do I have that completely wrong? Were they were in it, right?
Yeah, they were. Mm-hmm. So they both kind of either got cursed or killed off in number three.
Ah, okay. So I actually thought it was kind of cheesy the way they were so handsome and pretty and all. I mean, it's pirates. They're supposed to be awful.
Right.
And dirty.
Exactly.
And mean. And so it's weird to see that from one to, you're saying five's the second best of the series?
I am, yeah. All I'm right. saying it's second best. Bryn is saying it's the best.
The evil, mean, and dirty, that all comes through in this movie for
That's
sure.
That's what you want. Good. Yeah. I'll actually watch this
and
one
you know,
then.
I realize that Johnny Depp's accent that he has in real life is probably from the Pirates movies. Because yeah. he almost seems like he's just talking regularly, and it's like, okay, that's where he gets his accent from.
Okay.
You've been trying to figure that out forever now, right?
Yeah.
So, Bryn, in terms of special effects, there's a lot of cool moments, but is there anything that really stuck out to you?
Oh, man. Well, there's that Salazar evil guy.
Yeah, evil Salazar.
Evil Salazar. so he has all these skeletons and ghosts and stuff that appear in this movie. And there are these, what are they, sharks?
Well, so Salazar
skeleton
is like
sharks?
A zombie.
Yeah, zombie sharks. That's what they were.
And yeah, he has these pet sharks.
It was really weird,
that
but
are
cool.
actually in the water?
They're zombie sharks.
And he releases them. And I'm not going to say any more than that, but it's really cool. I mean, the visual effects are fun to watch, and with IMAX 3D, it only adds to it. So,
for those of you who love zombies, this takes zombies to a whole new level.
Oh, and because, do you think Sarah would love it?
Oh, my God. Well, it's they spent $250 million on this film, and you could tell with the special effects, they look incredible.
They did not drop Johnny in this movie.
Yes.
It's a movie for kids?
See, I don't feel like it was too gory or too bad. I mean,
well, yeah, it's not that bad.
It's not too bad.
Let's talk about the bad guy. In the last pirate films, there were Jeffrey Rush, Bill Nye, Ian McShane, and now Javier Bardem. Would you say Salazar was the worst/best bad guy in the franchise?
I loved him so much. I thought he made this film.
Yeah, so evil.
Yeah, he's really good, so I absolutely would say he's the worst/best bad guy.
Did you feel the film, did you feel like the film was 2.5 hours long? Did it feel long to you, or did it, how was
you
the
know,
pacing?
These movies going out at 7:30 at night, it can feel like they're longer than they are normally.
I bet.
But no, I thought the film was well crafted, and it didn't
Here
seem
we go,
it didn't
says.
Seem slow or anything like that. So I was happy with the results and the outcome of the movie.
And at the end of the day, this is the fifth of the franchise. Were you satisfied with the way they've decided to end all the Pirates films?
You know, I'm satisfied with it, although I feel like there's still room for there to be more movies. I feel like this isn't the last one. Like, at some point, they're going to realize, oh, well, it did well, if it does well. And they're going to say, let's release one more, just because we can.
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry, did I miss it? This is the last one they've announced.
That's
what they're saying. The last one. I thought they filmed two more already.
Oh.
And they're in the can.
Oh. No, I don't think so.
All right.
I'll double check.
No,
that.
I'm sure you're right. I really thought this franchise, they were just going to keep
on
going to it like the ATM machine.
Right.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. I really did feel this movie had a happy ending, even though something really sad happens to it, but I don't want to give it away. I'm glad they ended on a high note. I don't think the 35% on Rotten Tomatoes is fair.
Mm.
I'm going to go ahead and give it 3.5 Persian rugs.
Oh, I never agree with Rotten Tomatoes anyway, so it doesn't matter to me. I enjoyed it. I thought it was super fun, and the visual effects were super exciting. The sound was great in IMAX 3D, so if you want to watch it that way, it's great. 3.75 Ninja Stars.
75.
Mm. Hey, Vinny, I'm looking at Johnny Depp's IMDb, and he's got Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them 2, a bunch of other films, but nothing about pirates.
Well,
so
good for Disney to pull off and actually say, we're good. Yeah. I'm surprised. I actually am impressed.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, unfortunately, Bryn, very busy. Fiance duties and house duties. So I just went and saw Baywatch. This is Dwayne the Rock Johnson, Zac Efron, and David Hasselhoff. So in this film, Dwayne gets paired up with a rookie, Zac Efron, and together they have to uncover a criminal drug cartel that threatens the Bay and America.
Wow. Sounds so international.
I know, right? So a couple things. I'm 100% sure they spent the entire budget on The Rock and Zac Efron. And they just had nothing left for the rest of the movie. I mean, nothing. Literally nothing. Aww. Everything else in this film was, like, so mediocre. You know, after seeing Pirates and seeing the incredible special effects in that film, and then seeing Baywatch and the horrible, I mean, F-minus special effects.
F-minus.
There's a moment where this yacht is on fire, and the fire looks so fake, and the smoke looks so fake. It didn't even seem threatening. It just looked like visual effects that you might see, you know, from 1982. That's how bad it was. I'm also 100% sure that Zac Efron's character was based entirely on Ryan Lochte.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they were just taking a cheap shot at him. It's kind of this, like, loser Olympian.
So it wasn't funny? It seems like it's supposed to be funny, right?
Well, yeah, there's so one of the big problems is there wasn't a great comedian because they just had no more money to spend on anyone else besides The Rock and Zac Efron. So they didn't have a great comedian for good comic relief.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the jokes fell flat. And here's the thing. I thought this movie would be great because The Rock, I thought, really picks good films like Fast and Furious. But, man, even like...
You like San Andreas, did you?
Did you?
I didn't see it.
Oh, I saw it. I thought it was fine.
I thought it was great.
Oh, you guys liked it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, I love The Rock.
It's because we live locally, too. I mean, all that destruction happened here and the... You know, the crazy tsunami washing up.
I mean, those
up
effects weren't all
movie.
That great anyway.
Oh, you didn't think so?
No, but I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
Super cheesy.
What?
So the supporting actors are super hot, but they're all very forgettable. And then the bad guys, this, I guess, really famous Indian chick who I've never heard of. But she wasn't threatening at all. I'm watching this woman going.
She was the villain?
Yeah, she was the villain. Mm-hmm. And she was supposed to be like this Latina drug lord.
Mm-hmm. Like, as he rolls his eyes.
Yeah, at no point did I think she sold the role or, was very good at all. So, listen, everyone, save your money. Don't even rent this one. It's so bad.
Should I watch it on TV?
Well, last I looked, it had 10% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I can't even believe it's that high. This is The Rock's worst film, hands down, and this is going to be one of the films that gets a bunch of nominations for the Razzies.
Oh, right. Did you actually stay for the whole movie?
I sure did. Yeah, I had a friend with me, and she was laughing. And I'm like, what are you laughing at? Anyway.
What do you give it?
One Persian.
One Persian. All right, boys. Great job.
Yay.
Thank you. Next week, everybody, Wonder Woman.
All right.
Thank you. Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for hanging with us today. We know we're missing an important ingredient, and we appreciate however much time you were able to give us. We'll be back again live tomorrow, and Sarah will be back with us on Tuesday. So hopefully you'll come check us. In the meantime, thanks again. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.